Praise the Lord, family. Welcome to another Gift of Life show. I am so excited today because I have a special person in the studio, and her name is Jerry Hart, and she's from a very, very beautiful family because her mother is one of my best friends, Ora Hart, and I am honored to have her daughter here in the studio. So, Jerry, we're going to jump right into it. I want you to introduce yourself, and then we'll get on into the program as the Lord leads.
All right. My name is Jerry Hart. I am involved with the CUBU conference with Mama T, and I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. You know, family, you've been hearing me talk about the CUBU conference that we're hoping to have sometime in 2019. And Jerry has been a serious, spirit-filled warrior, hanging in there, coming over very faithfully as we press through and watch God help us to develop the format of what it's going to look like. So we're going to talk about that today, about the conference that we see that people really need to know who they really are in Christ. And so, Jerry, we're using my book, CUBU, and I know a lot of you out there have read that book, and I've also have mentioned it several times. And so we're going to kind of talk about that using the four P's. And we'll just start with the four P's. And so, Jerry, the four P's, maybe you can just kind of tell me, because you started a class with me, I think, beginning of this year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so maybe you could just give just a brief testimony about when you read the book and what the four P's mean to you, because that's what the conference is going to be focused on, isn't it, Jerry?
Yes.
We're going to focus on the four P's because we believe that as the Lord's changing our hearts, that we're learning who we are in Christ. And the more we learn who we are in Christ, then we're walking in our destiny
right. And
what He wants us to do, and we're glorifying the Father.
Mm-hmm.
So use the four P's. So, Jerry, you want to just maybe in your words and just from your heart with those four P's or the book, how that's ministered to you and how we met? Or I know I asked a lot of questions, mm-hmm. but yeah, just share with the audience what that's meaning to you right now.
First of all, your book, Do You See What I See?
Okay.
Has been an amazing guide
okay.
for me with the four P's
okay.
As God continues mm-hmm. to move in my heart and directing me
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
Become the person that He created
okay.
me to be.
Mm-hmm.
The four P's
okay.
is amazing to show us which way we are
right.
supposed to go.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So to the position,
mm-hmm.
power, presence,
mm-hmm.
and performance
mm-hmm.
are the four P's
mm-hmm.
In your book.
Yes.
And they speak,
mm-hmm.
Your book is
okay.
is written so simply,
okay.
but every word
mm-hmm.
was spoken
praise God.
By the Holy Spirit, and it is extremely
praise
profound
God.
When you allow it
mm-hmm.
To move
mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm,
in the direction
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that God has already
Amen.
Put in front of you.
Amen. Now, Jerry, also, too, one of the things with the four P's that we're learning, the basis of the four P's is based off of the whole book of Romans.
Yes.
And so one of the things that we're learning, because we come together weekly and study this, getting in into ourselves, and as we're learning to study who we are in Christ, we're being transformed in
yes.
our mind, in our
mm-hmm.
mind.
Mm-hmm.
So we really are renewing our mind. And I think it was you and Dee that we used the term wax off and wax on,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Right? And so, but the first P that we're looking at is in Romans 6. And 6:6 tells us that we've been crucified
mm-hmm.
with Christ. So we're no longer, as believers now,
right.
as believers, we're no longer the same like we used to be.
Right.
So our position, when we discovered our position more, we're realizing that we're seeing other people that don't know
right.
who they are in Christ. And so because of that, a lot of them are not happy. They're not experiencing joy.
Right.
A lot of believers, and especially with women, this conference is going to be targeting women.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have our husbands there and the men there helping, of course, too. And they'll be ministered, too. But it's targeted towards women because I know a lot of women out there that are really struggling right now with their identity.
Yes.
What do you think about that, Jerry,
yes,
about their identity?
Absolutely. I think that we get caught up in our personalities
mm-hmm.
and we get caught up in TV and what we see on TV, what we see in magazines.
Kind of comparing even, ourselves like that.
We even compare ourselves to other people. And I tell you from experience that is, that will keep you down. That will keep you down. But God, in His mercy and His grace, shows us that we can be crucified with Christ.
Amen.
And when we come up out of that and we look towards Christ as our as the mirror, the who we should be comparing ourselves with, then we become that new creation that He has already put inside of us. That's our position, the position of a new creation.
So, Jerry, with you discovering more about who you are in Christ, how has that changed you? I mean, because didn't you start the class like in January of this year?
Mm-hmm.
So how, okay, that's almost a year. That's like almost 12 months now.
Yeah.
How, tell, just maybe a lot of things have changed, but what would be one thing that you would say that's really, if you could just pick one thing that's really changed you by knowing and discovering who you are?
So the one thing that I would say is scripture memorization. Because before I started coming to you, I was not memorizing scripture. And it has changed just my everyday life. Knowing who I am in Christ, being able to bring that back to my remembrance, being able to meditate on who I am, not who I should be, not who I think I should be, not who other people think I should be, but who God already says that I am.
Wow. That is powerful. Okay, now with the memorization, I've heard a lot of people say, well, you don't have to memorize the Word of God to, you know, this and that and other, and, or it's too hard for me to memorize, or you know, what would you say? What would you say about that? Because I'm looking at page, I think it's right here in my book, page 114, about the steps that I have, memorizing and meditating and mouthing it. What would you say to someone that says, you don't need to memorize scriptures or meditate on scriptures as long as you are, you know, reading the Word or just praying, or, or you're giving your tithes and stuff like that? What would you say about to a person that might think that?
Well, I would say that God put those words in His Bible for a reason.
And
it is not just for us to be fed every Sunday from the pastor or, you know, from a TV show or radio show. God put that in a in His book so that it could be in us. And you cannot be fed the Word of God and think that it's going to stay in you. You have to read it. You have to memorize it. You have to meditate on it. And then you have to mouth it. That's how you learn anything. That's how you learned your favorite song.
There you go.
You know, no matter what it is. You memorize, and then you thought about it, and then you start singing it.
There you go. That's very well put. And I always think, Jerry, one of the things I use as an analogy for myself, and when I get a chance to share it, how the worldly people, how they memorize their scripts to do shows or make movies or whatever, and they're doing it to get noticed, to get recognition, and to get paid.
Yes.
And so they have these huge scripts that they have to memorize. And that's the thing that I see and understand more, that God created us in His image to memorize and know His Word. Right. Because it says, thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. That's Psalms 119. And so, but God created us that way so we would know His Word and not just, and have a relationship with Him. Have a relationship with Him and not just turn it into something hard and brittle and like a just religion.
Yes.
You know, where you just go, like you were saying, just go on Sunday. So memorizing and meditating and mouthing it, when we say mouthing it, we're just, we're not saying just talking it, but living it. It's a lifestyle.
Absolutely.
A lifestyle.
Absolutely. And when you have the Word in you, your life changes. It is life changing. And you cannot have the Word of God in you and not change.
Okay. Now, speaking about change, give me an if you can give me an example, give me a live example of how that you can see the difference, maybe before you really committed yourself in memorizing and meditating the word, how you have changed. What's changed about you, about Jerry Hart?
I think I would say my ability to allow God to move in me every day. I'm not trying to any longer move in my own strength. Trying to move in God.
Okay.
And I do that because I can do that now because I know what His Word says.
Oh, wow. All right. Very well put. So that just makes me think about the second P, which is power.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that with Romans, and that's Romans 6, 11, that says it says reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God through Christ Jesus my Lord.
Right.
And that's that second P, the power. So that's what you're kind of saying.
It's also in Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 3, where it says that God has given us the power to do these things.
So the power you're talking about is the power that transforms, not just power we sing about, or like we saw something today, which was beautiful, but the power was being talked about. But it's not just this power just floating around. It's power to change the way you think,
And to make it a lifestyle.
Yes.
And I think that's the most important thing.
Yes.
That you can take this word and it transforms you from the inside out.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And that's what I love about this too, because Jerry, I know with you and I working together, God's brought us together. We're developing a powerful relationship.
Yes.
We really are. We're getting to know each other.
I'm so thankful for that.
And I'm thankful for that too. And it's like the development of a relationship, it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do. We spend time together.
Yes.
We've been together almost all day today. We spend time together. We spend time in the Word together. We spend time texting with each other. And the same thing with the Lord. If you're going to get to know Him, right, you have to spend time with Him.
Yes.
And to hear Him talk. And so His power, and the power we're talking about, is resurrection power.
Yes.
And He says right here in Romans 6, 11, likewise, reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin, right? And we've learned that sin is basically toxic thoughts,
right?
Because it comes from Satan.
Yes.
And He uses fear and anger and a bunch of other things. But alive to God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So that power we're talking about is power. It's like Lazarus was dead 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And God called him and He said, loose him and let him go. And that's what God wants us to be loose and to go and minister to Him.
Right.
Minister to God.
And the sin that He's talking about is not just what we do.
Oh, there you go.
It's what we think.
Oh, there you go.
And thinking turns into action.
Yes.
Action turns into character.
Exactly. And that's neat that you said that, because in my observation worksheet here that I have, the Lord had me put down, righteousness gets its power from grace. And we've learned, this is the thing I'm learning about with God. He wants us to be right with Him.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way we can be right with Him is not anything that we can do.
Right.
Because a leopard can't change its spots,
right,
and an Ethiopian can't change the color of his skin. It's God that does it. So when we're born again, we get the new position, then we're right with Him. And He gives us His power. And so the power of righteousness comes from His grace.
Yes.
God's riches at Christ's expense. Mm-hmm. What Jesus did. And that's what we have here on our chart, the cross there. So there's nothing we can do to be right. So you were saying, I'm the biggest thing that I'm learning, you said that's changing me, I'm depending basically on the power more. You're more aware of the power and less of me.
Yes.
Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
Wow. And that's why Paul says, go ahead. I want
and
you to
then
talk.
I like it because we say in our group, we say waxing on and waxing off. And we can be saved and still have the residue of the world on us. And that's what we're waxing on and waxing off. We're waxing on and waxing off that residue that continues to try to stick on to us from our old life, from that old nature. And God has already given us a new nature.
Yeah.
But the work that we do is to wax on and wax off.
And that wax on is like take it. is waxing off those old thoughts,
yes,
right?
Because
everything begins with a thought. Because see, the only way we can be right with God, we have to admit that we're wrong. After you're born again, you got to be admit that you're wrong. He makes you right. You don't make yourself right. And then I learned that sin gets its power from the law.
Yes.
So the law will tell you that you're wrong. And the way you're wrong is because you're not living 100% right. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Guess who's going to make you live 100% for right if you admit it.
Right.
And receive him. It'll be Jesus.
Right. And it won't be you.
It won't be you.
So when you allow Christ to work in you, then there's no mistake.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing I think the women and men need to see is that God is not angry at you. He's not holding his law over you if you're a born again believer, because Jesus Christ did it all on the cross. Yeah. He already did. He gave us a new position and new power, and he wants us to consider that.
Mm-hmm.
Then he says, and now our performance, the third P is Romans 6:13, and that one says that we're not to present our members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but to present ourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God.
Yes.
So my performance will change once I know my position and I recognize the power that's in me, my gifts, then I'll start performing differently.
Right.
Are you performing differently, Jerry?
I am performing differently. And that,
how's that?
That comes from the mind as well.
Mm.
Exactly. Because I'm not allowing, because I am memorizing God's word, I can combat those negative toxic thoughts.
Okay.
With God's word.
Because you know where they're coming from?
Because I know where they're coming
from. Okay, now you're a mother. There's probably a lot of mothers listening. Mm-hmm. How about if your child responds in a negative way to you? How do you respond now versus maybe how you responded 5 years ago?
Right.
Could you just, is that like night and day?
Oh, it's like night and day.
Okay,
yes,
how, yeah.
Because I think, First of all, I've changed.
Okay.
I'm not, I think I would have tried to go word for word with my child.
Oh, okay.
And trying to
make
like
him
talk them down.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Let them see
I'm
that
right.
You're right.
I'm right. Okay. You're wrong.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I'm more like, let's reason together.
Okay, okay.
You know, I mean, my son is an adult.
Right, right.
So, I mean, we can reason together.
Right.
And I can tell him what the word says. I don't
there
have to
go.
Say my own words.
Right, right. There you
I
go.
I can tell
there
him
go.
What the word says.
So what would you say to some parents out there that maybe have some teenagers or young ones or whatever, and they're like, seemed like this, like I saw a young kid kind of control their parents today in a place.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you say to someone that's like, I don't know what to do?
Yeah.
What would you say to that
well,
mother?
Well, honestly, I would have to say you have to change yourself before you can change somebody else.
Good. That's true.
You know.
That's
and
true.
The word of God can change you for the better.
Wow.
And then you won't have to live in confusion because the word of God is, there is no confusion in it.
And you know, that is so true because it makes me think about, you know, I'm a real bottom line kind of simple person. I like that. And the Lord's ministering to me that way. And one of the things he's showing me, he says, look, I'm the creator and you're the created.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a parent is a parent, and a kid, no matter how old they are, they're the kid.
Right.
So there's different roles that need to be emphasized in the spirit of love with God.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you're learning. So you're basically saying, before I wanted to like let him know or let them know I'm right and you're wrong, so listen to me.
Right.
But now you're saying, let's talk this out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you share the word. And
absolutely.
The rest, because you told me earlier that, hey, I just pray.
Mm-hmm.
I just, hey, you know, I don't say anything.
Yeah,
I did all I can do, so I'm praying.
Huh?
There you go. So parents need to pray more, maybe?
Oh, absolutely. They have to pray more. You know, you know, the word says that the Holy Spirit utters groanings that you can't understand, but he is making that connection for you and God, between you and God.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, and God will move on your behalf.
Wow. And this is the things that we want to cover at this at this conference, don't we? And so our last P is that once you understand your position and the power And you know, it's all Christ that did it, does it all. And we're working from that performance, from that platform, if you want to use those terms. And we're performing. And then we're more aware of his presence. Mm-hmm. And that's what it says. So the last one says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So that's what our four P's are about. So, Jerry, tell me just a little bit about between the gift of God and the wages of sin. So once we understand our position, we have the power of God in us, and we're memorizing, waxing off, we're actually being transformed, seeing differences, and we're aware that this is a gift that he's given us. We don't have to work for anything, because we already got everything.
Yeah.
Now see how many minutes we have left. We have about maybe 2 or 3 minutes left. Jerry, could you summarize and encourage the listeners with these four P's, and maybe just emphasize that Jesus Christ is a gift, and this is the season to keep him at the front. You want to just close us out with that? You got a good 3 minutes.
Yeah. Well, Christ has a process that he wants to do in us, and it starts with the four P's that we've gone over today. We're going to... We will memorize God's word and allow him to work in us so that we know what our position is.
Come on.
We know that we have the power of God in us to change every
situation.
Resurrection power,
huh?
Yes. The same power that he put in Christ, he put in us.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And it helps us to live a godly life, and then recognize the presence that we are in Christ's presence. We are with him, and he is with us.
Amen.
So
amen.
I just want to encourage all the women out there. You know, I know that life has done a number on you, and you have these thoughts that continue to roll around in your mind, and those are toxic thoughts from the father of lies, from the accuser of the brethren. He wants to keep you down. But praise be to God that he has sent his son.
Thank you.
Who died in our place.
A gift, huh?
A gift. Yes. A heavenly gift.
Ooh, hallelujah.
And
I like
thank
that.
Thank you, Jesus.
I like that. Thank you.
That we can be crucified with
come on,
you.
Come on.
And we can be
preach
buried with you.
Yes.
And we can be raised up with you.
Come on.
Oh, God.
Thank
so
you.
That we can live
in
newness of life.
Come on, girl.
So we can live in that life. We don't have to have toxic thoughts.
No.
We don't have to live that toxic life anymore.
No.
We don't have to have those toxic relationships anymore.
Okay.
But we can rise above all that in Christ Jesus.
Amen. And you know, I'm just going to stay here. We have a few more minutes. Thank you, Jerry. What she is telling you, seriously, brothers and sisters, it's real. It's not, I mean, this is no, you know me. And we're like joined to the hips. What she's talking about what she knows, okay? And this lady is hungry and humble for God. And so I just pray that this interview or this testimony that you've heard from her has blessed your heart. You can contact us anytime. And really, truly, the wages of sin is death. You have to work for that. But the gift of life in Jesus Christ is eternal life. And it's a gift. And we love you. We thank you for listening in. And Jerry, will you come back on the show again?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll get her back there. You're going to probably say, we don't want to hear Mama T. We want Jerry. Just kidding you. But we love you. And I'm so glad that you joined us.
Thank you so much.
And we want this. And when you get this blog, share it with other people. Share it with other women and men that would be blessed to know that God loves you. And so do we. Thank you for listening.
I'll take you there. Come on, somebody help me now.